Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. The Eddy Awards, launched in 2000 to recognize high-quality work and encourage all those who strive for well-designed undertakings, environmental programs with far-reaching effects, and cultural programs that celebrate either the industry, history, or art of the Mississippi River, celebrate their 20th anniversary this year. They are named Eddy to recognize especially courageous efforts that went against the current to get things done. On April 26th, a stewardship award will go to a woman perfectly suited to our times, someone seemingly to embody all the principles of river revival, and she is the American River's Upper Mississippi Director, Olivia Dorothy. A second stewardship award will go to a club that for 50 years has promoted the health of the bald eagle and protecting bird habitat on the river, the Quad City Audubon. We will celebrate art with a man who enjoys making a scene, a theater scene, that is. Chuck Easterich will receive the Eddy for his plays and many play readings on the riverfront. A River Activity Award will go to David Heller, a man who knows how to succeed in business by really trying. His bold installations at the River Bandits Modern Woodman Park of a Ferris wheel, merry-go-round, and more have made going to the riverfront park fun. The Design Award celebrates the forward-thinking and innovative design of Metrolink's Metro Operations and Maintenance Center in Rock Island. When revitalization is completed, it's easy to forget what a long shot it was at the outset. In 1994, a volunteer board of the German-American Heritage Center started a magnificent restoration project for which they will receive an Eddy. Can you change the world through journalism? The answer is yes. An education award will go to Alma Gall, reporter and columnist at the Quad City Times. In addition, Jack Cullen, author of The Great River and former outdoor reporter for the Quad City Times, will receive a recognition for education. You are invited to applaud and celebrate all this work on April 26th at the Figge Art Museum. For more information, go to riveraction.org.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.